Washington. Iran is threatening a response after the U.S. Navy seized an Iranian-flagged cargo ship.
The U.S. Navy's forcible seizure of an Iranian-flagged cargo ship has thrown into doubt an announcement from President Donald Trump that U.S. negotiators will head to Pakistan on Monday for another round of talks with Iran. Trump's announcement on Sunday had raised hopes of extending a fragile ceasefire, while Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson adds Tehran does not have plans yet to attend any talks with the U.S. Trump had said the cargo ship had been stopped by blowing a hole in the engine room and that U.S. Marines had custody of the vessel, named Tuska, and were seeing what's on board. Iran's Joint Military Command says Tehran will respond soon. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Weather officials have confirmed at least two more tornadoes during Friday's outbreak of severe weather. National Weather Service forecaster David Cousins in the Quad Cities says they're investigating the storm.
We've seen, pictures of damages to homes in the Lena area, as well as power lines and power poles that were down, as well as lots of damage to trees, but some damages to homes there in the town of Lena.
And the tornadoes were both rated as EF1 twisters, impacting parts of the Livingston County area near Fairbury and near Mendota in LaSalle County. Virginians head to the polls tomorrow in an April referendum.
The question asks if state lawmakers may draw new congressional districts this year to, quote, restore fairness. But it does not explain that the yes vote would change Virginia's districts from 6 Democrats and 5 Republicans to 10 Democrats and only 1 Republican for the next 3 federal elections. Flipping that many seats would also help Democrats take the U.S. House in November. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
This is SRN News. A court battle for pro-lifers in the state of Oregon.
A federal judge has ruled that Oregon Right to Life does not have to include coverage for abortion in its employee health insurance plan. State lawmakers passed a measure back in 2017 that enacted such a requirement with an exemption for religious organizations. When Oregon Right to Life applied, it was rejected as not religious enough. The organization is calling the ruling a victory for all pro-life Oregonians. Michael Harrington reporting.
America's young men diverge from young women on some important moral questions. The Pew Research Center reports about 4 in 10 men under the age of 30 say divorce is morally wrong compared to only about 2 in 10 young women. Even more men under the age of 30, about half, say abortion is morally wrong compared to only about 1/3 of women the same age. Young men also likelier than young women to say homosexuality is morally wrong. This is SRN News. Thousands of survivors of California's devastating Eaton Fire could face some hefty tax bills now.
They've been getting settlements from the utility accused of causing the fire. However, they now face the possibility of the payments being taxed as income. That could take a big chunk of the money, could also affect eligibility for government benefits. The news is causing confusion and panic among survivors. A bipartisan House bill aims to extend tax relief for wildfire-related compensation, but the bill's future is uncertain. Rich Thomason reporting.
Oil prices climbing following the latest rise of U.S.-Iran tensions. The moves are more modest than they were earlier in the war, and stock prices also reacting negatively, but not terribly so. Right now, the Dow is off by 60 points, the NASDAQ up by 140. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.